ideas that people try to make things easy, but they're not. And the problem comes when people insist on trying to make what is difficult easy. And that is what is happening in the world in which we live today. People are trying to take shortcuts, trying to make things easier than they are. And the main issue with that is that it's not because of any type of strange behavior or way of being by the people trying to do this. The problem is that we have a system that is set up so that it is so hard and so difficult that the only ones who seem to be prospering are the ones who are taking the shortcuts. The setup of the system is the problem, and it's producing people who would do just about anything to get out of the system, including going deeply into the system to gather as many resources that they can to get out of it. The problem with that, though, is that along with their gathering all of their things, there is a certain amount of anger and resentment that occurs, that builds up in them. So they become the ones who perpetuate the very sick system. That is the poison of success. In a system where the economic system has been converted to a religion. Now, capitalism is no longer an economic system in the United States. It's a religion. And when we talk about some other type of economic system, whether it be a system like in Norway and those areas where a person gets health care from their taxpayers' money, education, child support, and all of those things, or in China where they have one party, but a lot of companies and a lot of factories, a lot of capital going, like a capitalist system. Or if we talk about Uruguay, or if we talk about Venezuela, where they try to create a system with a lot of cooperatives in it so that the people could own some of the businesses along with the private-owned systems, or whether we talk about any of those. The problem is that they don't meet the orthodox desire and need of the religious capitalist. It's like going to a ancient church back in the old days. And sharing communion with the people. Before that was legal, there was a person in Poland who shared communion with the people, who passed the cup instead of holding it and taking it for them, as they used to do in the church. And he was burned at the stake because he wasn't following the orthodoxy of the religion. Yes, the religion changed afterwards, but that was something radical during that time period. Even so, in our form of capitalism in the United States, it is radical to give people a living wage. It's radical to pay for their health care. It's radical to make make sure everybody has food and clothing and housing. It's radical to allow people to be able to go to their job and enjoy it and to work fewer hours if the job is very hard and destroying their bodies. That's not acceptable. Because we are working for the God Profit. So we find ourselves in a system where we, through capitalism, are worshiping the God Profit over everything, over friends, family, loved ones, the whole nation. And this is something that we have to really look at before we can heal ourselves and be cured of this false religion. Because this religion, you see, is not capitalism. It's a bastardization of capitalism. It's an attempt to try to recreate a feudal system. Except in this case, one does not have to be born into nobility to rise to the level of nobility. One can be elected as nobility or climb to the top by selling something. In truth, though, originally, people became knights and nobility by doing just that, by scrapping, by working hard, by proving that they were the best. It was only later that one could be declared noble or of noble blood. So we have just gone back, not only to the feudal system, but we've gone back all the way to the infancy of the feudal system. There's poverty, hunger, starvation, homelessness for about 40% of the people in the United States, and 90% ownership of all the goods for 1%. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know something is wrong there. Question is, living on planet Earth, how can we deal with these discrepancies? How can we live a decent life and go out scrapping and fighting and trying to climb to the top? How can we see the world realistically if we make it to the top? Realizing that the very structure that we have climbed is causing pain and suffering and death for many people beneath us by creating a false scarcity. It's very difficult. It's not difficult for the person who wants to numb themselves to close their eyes and close their ears and stay asleep. It's not difficult for the sleepers because they have deadened their eyes and deadened their ears. But it's hard for people who are awake, the ones they call woke, the woke people, the people that the sleepers always are trying to attack and demean and trying to create negative stereotypes about. To those people, and I call them awake most of the time, to those people, it's a great struggle. And the thing is, you see, the harder that those small groups of people at the top and those wannabes who want power try to beat down a greater understanding of the way the world works, the more of an understanding that we get. Because through their very actions, through their hateful actions, we begin to see what type of people are in charge of this nation. And we begin to see the types of tricks that they have used from the beginning to keep us fractured, to keep us in the chains of fear or anger as we try to abate the fear, to keep us in poverty in a world full of abundance, to take everything from us, and to always make sure that one of them is between us and our possibility of greatness. That's the world we're in. We need to learn to deal with that world. We need to learn how to work through all of those things, so that we will experience the truth and know the truth and know who we really are as individuals, families, and communities. It's time to start over, to throw off all of the things that we've learned from people who don't have our best interests at heart, and to learn the things that help create community, the things that bring love to the center. That, my friends, is our task. That is what living on planet Earth means. Seeing the truth, understanding the truth, and knowing the truth is what our lives should be all about. Living on planet Earth can be pleasant. All it takes is a few like-minded people, a few people who want to work together, who want to play together, who want to learn together, a few people who are willing to build their egos up so that they do not have to be right all the time or fearful of what they're saying or what they're doing, and at the same time dismantle the destructive, twisted ego that our society has created. People need to recreate the ego. Because you see, the ego was first created when we were very young, when we were experiencing life mostly through feelings or through images without words, and then we decided that the world was a certain way. A certain part of our mind was set off, and we began to collect the information that was necessary to live in the world that we were in. We needed to learn the language. We needed to learn the behavior. We needed to learn how to interact with various people. And that is what the ego was. Somehow, though, our system taught us that the ego was most important. It taught us that we, that creative self that created the ego, were the ego. And the other part was unimportant. And so we worked at cultivating the ego, protecting the ego. Many people have given their lives to protect the ego, thinking that it was them being attacked or put down, when it was never them being put down or attacked. It was all of the thoughts and ideas that had been pumped into their heads, all of the voices from other people, from TV, the radio, all over the place. It was the mask that they used in order to protect themselves that was being attacked. That mask was not them, and it is not them. That dynamic created energy that created the mask is them, and that mask can be torn apart and recreated as needed in an instant. We don't know this, though. We've been talked out of it. Our belief system has told us that this is impossible. We bought into it. It's time to let go of those belief systems. It's time to be free.
You don't have to stay poor the rest of your life. There are things you can do right now. Visit us at www.nextstepcoaching.mysite.com to learn about living now with passive income. You won't regret it.
What does freedom mean in a system where one usually has to work more than one job just to make it? Nowadays, if you look on social media and all over the internet, people tell you about how you can do your side gig. Do a side gig, make a fortune. When I was growing up, we used to call those second jobs. And the ones who had good jobs didn't have to have second jobs. In fact, when I was growing up, if one got a job, most of the time, one expected to stay there for life. One paid into a pension plan. One got raises as the years went by. One got seniority. One had more vacation time. And my father even got cost of living checks once a year to make up for inflation. And this was quite normal in the 60s and the early 70s. It was only in the 80s when they started talking about layoffs being permanent. Before, if a company slowed down, they would lay off people for a certain amount of time. The unemployment would cover it, and then when they picked back up, they would call the people back in to do the work. That changed. In the 80s, they began to lay people off, and then if the business picked up again, they'd grab a younger group of people who would take less money. So there was a certain immorality that developed in the late 70s and the early 80s, and it has been growing since then. Most of us can see it now as we have representatives fighting and shouting and senators fighting and shouting and making millions of dollars for hindering any movement towards justice, equity, and compassion. Foolish governors hollering and shouting, talking about the books that we can read, or the curriculum of universities and colleges instead of doing their job, which is getting rid of the poverty in their community, taking care of the people, taking care of the needs. Instead of doing what government's supposed to do, they have their nose in every corner trying to be control freaks, trying to become like little gods on earth. These people must be rejected. One way to reject them is to not vote them in over and over again. And how can this be done? If you look at the one that has the most money, if you look at the one that has the most commercials popping up over all over the place over and over and over again, you will know just by that that some millionaire or billionaire is the one supporting them, and you know that they are going to be paying back the favor when they get in office by supporting business, big business, instead of you. That is one of the first steps we need to take. Don't vote for the one with the most money. Don't vote for the one with all of the commercials on TV. Don't vote for the ones that the corporate media is backing up. Because you know that if the corporations are backing that person up, they are working, or will be working, for the interest of the corporations instead of the interest of the people. This is not a radical thing, but it's never talked about. It's something that all of us can do. It's all about either blessing. The inheritance of the abundance of earth that is here for everyone. Or going after a bowl of beans, an immediate need. Pretending as though forcing people to have children they don't want is going to save the world or the country. That's something that should be taking place. That argument in families or in communities where the people care about each other, but if it's happening between people who don't even know each other, there's a problem. One cannot dictate how another lives without having skin in the game and being there to help that person when they fall. That's just lunacy and being a busybody and not minding one's own business. So if one wants to talk about birth control and having children and things like that, one needs to be in that community and working in that community to create a peaceful, beautiful place where they don't have to struggle, where social programs are alive to make life palatable. If one's not doing that and is trying to control what someone else is doing, one is simply a self-deceiving tyrant trying to enslave others to their will. So the opinion doesn't matter as much as the action. The intent doesn't matter as much as the action. So just think on these things and let us remember these as we go through our daily lives here, our lives on planet Earth. We may have many thoughts, we may have many feelings, we may have many opinions. But doing evil so that good may come is not an option. And when it comes to lying, trickery, and deceiving to get what one wants accomplished, that is not expression of opinion. That's downright evil. That's downright evil. Thanks for being with us on this show today. And we hope to be talking with you again very, very soon in the future. Visit our website at www.nextstepcoaching.mysite.com. That is www.nextstepcoaching.mysite.com. And if you would like to look it over and donate to many of the things we're doing, there is a donation page. We are not a 501c3, we are an LLC, so you cannot take that off on your income taxes, but you can be contributing to the betterment of the world and to the voice of freedom in the world. Peace be with you. Namaste.